Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
God for what I had, you know, our pastor sharing with you. I'm sorry I missed most of it, but the little that I've had, you are a blessed generation because you are being told the truth. It is not common in our time to hear the truth. To say the truth and to hear the truth. But the little that I have had, like I said yesterday, that mommy or Sonny spied my notes. Yes, daddy spied my notes too. The thing is, it's the same spirit. Like I said yesterday, the love of God has many sides. It's the one that you can see that you know. Do you understand? And we are privileged that he's showing us so many sides to his word, his love, and his mercies in our lives. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you for this evening. We thank you for what you have in your heart and in your mind. You said in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 35, that you are looking for that priesthood that will do what is in your heart and in your mind. Father, this evening, we want to build on what your servant has said, to speak to us what is in your heart and your mind for this season, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for open heavens. Thank you for your word that you are sending unto us. Thank you, our Father. We worship you. We adore you. At the end of this meeting, we will remember today for good the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. The special ladies in the house, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Treasured. Yesterday, we talked about inner beauty, majorly. But today, we are moving on to outer beauty. And then, another important word that is about the ashes, the other side of the theme. Beauty for ashes. So we'll talk a little bit on that. Thank God that God's servant has dwelt a lot on that. The word of God is balanced. So, I will not do any recap. I'm sure we all remember what I said yesterday. Now, talking about outer beauty, I want to take the case study of Esther. Esther in chapter 2, we remember the story of King Ahasuerus, how Queen Vashti disobeyed. Many have looked at that story so many times. The king was drunk, and he asked Bong. But she herself now said, you know, that kind of a thing. One prayer I have prayed for myself, I pray for everyone of us here, that God will deliver us from making costly mistakes. mistake. It was a mistake on her part. If she had known, she would have just done what he said. Yoruba says that money ko soto, oni abaroma soto toto. Do you understand? May the Lord deliver us from costly mistake. He will do it in Jesus' name. So that was what happened to her. Okay, her position now became vacant. You know, the king was sorry after doing all that he did. He came to his senses that, you know, what did I do? But the other said, the men around him said, continue. If you don't do anything, this and this will happen. God will deliver you from people that will be against you. In Jesus' name. The Lord will help us. So, because of that story now, they now said, let's look for another queen. So they now did beauty pageant. Hallelujah. You know what that means? Exhibition of beauty. Hallelujah. So, oh yeah. As God will have it, Mordecai got to know about it and encouraged his niece to take part. And part of the things, you know, pastor said, may the Lord deliver us. Do you know that the Bible says disobedience, stubbornness, it's like witchcraft. The day I realized that thing, it made me to be afraid. You know how we take disobedience? We don't count as anything. But the Bible says stubbornness, disobedience is likened to witchcraft. And do you know that the sentence on witchcraft, do you know the sentence? Death. Let us take all these things to heart, not to scare you, but to just take heed unto yourself. Do you understand? Don't be afraid. It is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. Don't be afraid. It is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is His pleasure for you to make heaven. Hallelujah. And by the special grace of God, we will all make heaven in Jesus' name. So all the things that He is teaching us is to help us, so that we will make it. So, beauty pageant. And they brought, what is her name now? Esther. And we find that story in Esther chapter 2. She's talking about inner beauty. It came to play in this beauty pageant. Look at the quality for this beauty queen. Number one, virgin. They said you should look for virgins in the land. Talking about purity. Every one of us, let us hold on to that. It will qualify us for great things in the kingdom. Purity. Virgin. That was a well brought up child. Right? Well brought up. You know, it's another thing to be a virgin. It's another thing to be well brought up. Esther was well brought up by Mordecai. And then Esther, because she was well brought up, she was a lady under authority. Mordecai was, you know, directing her. Oh yeah, go and take part in that pageant. She was under authority, and she was told that as you are going, no, don't disclose your identity. She was told that. So Esther was under authority, well brought up. And because she was well brought up, she was well behaved. We are told that in that story, that when she got to the palace, and they presented her to the eunuch in charge of this beauty pageant, beauty exhibition. Come and exhibit your beauty. We are told that that man just liked her. She found favor with that man. That's part of inner beauty. What inner beauty can do for you. Favor. Right? Anywhere you go. Favor. People will look at you. Something. We just say, oh, I like this girl. Look at it. They say, Esther was very beautiful and lovely. So, favor of the people in charge. Now, beauty pageant. Do you know that they had to do something about the outward beauty too? In fact, for 1 year, 6 months, they did a certain beauty preparation at that time. Maybe they will have special soap to bathe with, powder, cream, and all that. Special beauty treatment. Like my age now, I read about the things that I can use to make myself beautiful. Okay? You can guess. Some of the things is that anti-aging. Hallelujah. So I see such things. Oh yeah, apply it. You know, do it to make yourself beautiful outwardly. So I can imagine all the spices that they added together, you know, to look after all those beautiful girls, to make them even more beautiful. In the same way, we ourselves, yes, you know what you do to make yourself beautiful. Hallelujah. In your beauty kit, what is inside there? You have powder, yes. You have eyeliner, right? You have lipstick. There's even more because, you know, I have 3 daughters by the grace of God. And then all the sari that their mother did not do. This my children, they do it and we know. So in fact, my number one is not as terribly fashionable, but my number two, I call her Iyaoge because she must be kinky. So the third one follows her footsteps like that. Oh yeah? Well, good. But, I will tell you the but. Now, make beauty preparations like we have told you. Oh yeah, when you want to do powder, they must put something, right? Under foundation. Did I get it right? Moisturizer. Gang. So that everything will stay. Pancake. It is important that we look good. Get me right. But it's important that you dress well at all times. But note. Take care of yourself, but take note, moderation in everything. Pastor said something that I had planned to tell us. All this painting, looking, you know, and all that. Let there be moderation. The Bible says, let your moderation be known unto all men. By the grace of God, 3 of my children are wedded now. Whenever we have big occasions like that, they will invite makeup artists. Yes, come and dress all of us. Do our head tie. I love it because me, naturally, I don't know about head tie. But they will bring in makeup artists to the house. They have to dress us up, to paint us up. Me, I always tell them, I control what they do on me. Any kind of painting that you will do, that I cannot recognize myself in the mirror, I don't want. I don't want. So as they are doing it, I said, I don't want that. They say, mommy, try. I said, no. I don't want that. This is what I want. Do what I want. Oh yeah? What I want, do it. Anything that I look at the mirror, I can't recognize myself. I don't want to say some things because I can be quoted outside and it can minister something else to people. I don't want to be involved in that kind of a thing. My own ministry is different. Hallelujah. So be careful, right? What do you want to look like? Make up your mind. Remember the song I taught you yesterday? Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. What does Jesus look like? We have been told the qualification in that song. Wondrous compassion, purity. Hallelujah. These are the things that should be seen in you. So, let me move on. Let your moderation be known unto all men. With your makeup, what do you look like? I've talked about that. Now, the second thing about dressing is that fashion come and they go. What is in vogue now is meaning. Do you understand? And this meaning has been on for a long time and has refused to go. When I was in secondary school, you can imagine, 1970s, mini came, right? School uniform. They will give us school uniform. When we get home, we go and hem it up. My school uniform was so short, I was a day student in Lagos, that I dare not hold the bus rod. Because if I did that, my pants will show. So what I usually did was I will hold the seat. No matter how the bus is going, that's how I will stay. But one day came Brother Kumuyi's ministry or himself. They came to do this school visitation and they were preaching. And I went to sit in the front. And do you know what you people do? You wear mini and you use your bag to cover your lap. And that was what I did do. And this man started. He started on my head. He started. I now told God, I said, God, in my heart, I said, let him stop. I will not do that again. Let him stop. So when I got home, I just went to my room, my uniform. I just did that's all. That was the end of meaning for me in life. So when I was going to school the following day, I did not iron the crease. So I went to meet my late stepmother. Mommy said, what's wrong with you? Why is your dress like this? Boy, it was late. She couldn't send me back to do ironing. Because in my house, discipline. You don't go late to school. You don't come late to the house. Yes, my father. So that was how I went to school like that. Immediately I got into the school to my class. I went to a girl's school. You know girls. They shouted. Ooh, now you are an SU. We know. SU. You joined them. Can you go to the I didn't mind though. I continued. That was the end of meaning for life. I never went back to it. And I can never go back to it. Another thing I want to tell us about our outlook. One of the ways I was brought up when I got born again is that written. Nothing is too small to be prayed about and nothing is too big. So with that mentality, when I was in the secondary school, I'll tell you again, I was a very fat girl. Fat. You can't believe that that fat girl is standing in front of you. Very fat. And you know, girls, they have mouths. They gave me names. Ah, they gave me names. Obokun. No, Orobo was not in fashion that day. Obokun. They would draw me on the board. You know, we used to read cartoon. So there was this character, very fat, like ball. Her name was, we had female version and male version. So me, Bessie Bonta. That was the name they were calling me. They made me miserable in that class. Even though God blessed me, I was very intelligent. I used to lead the class. But they made nonsense of that intelligence. Ah, the class divided into two because of me. Some people supported me, some people against me. Do you know, it made me sad. I now prayed. They said in the Sunday school that we should tell God what is troubling us. And I prayed at that time. I told God that I wanted to get rid of my weight. That was my prayer. That I wanted to get rid of my weight. To the extent that I wouldn't eat at home. When my stepmother would give me food, I said, I don't want. Mommy would say, stop deceiving yourself. You better eat. You know? Eventually, do you know how I got over this weight? For the first time, I went away from home for my A-levels. I went to Ibadan. Remember the atmosphere? That weight crashed. Never to come back again. Crashed. When I go home, mommy said, what happened? What happened? I said, no. But me, I like myself. There were some clothes that I have. People would buy clothes from abroad for me. It won't enter me. So I now went to try all those clothes. I was so happy with myself. What lesson am I trying to say to you? You are worried about your look or whatever. Pray about it. It works. To the extent that after I now grew up, it's not difficult for me to add on weight. Very difficult. When I add on weight a little stress like this, we just sweep the weight away. So you understand? If you see my children, the fat ones there, ga-ga-ga-ga-ga, daddy will be saying, what do? We have it in our house, big, huge. Why I say this is this outward beauty. Let it not drive you to do some things that are not righteous and good. You can pray about your beauty, your look. If you want to look good, tell God, I want to look good. It works. Right? Tell him, I want to look good. And he will guide you into some things. And once you have prayed about it, leave it there. He will do it for you. Hallelujah. So that's it about outward look. Now, I want to go to the second part. Okay. Another thing I said I was going to tell us is that many of us, we are not careful how we dress. We have heard that, especially when we come to the house of God, I don't know. One of the things I told my women in our church is that when you are going to visit the governor, you must dress well. All protocols observed. Not to talk of, you are coming to the house of the King of Kings. You can't dress anyhow. You must be properly dressed. And I want to say, encourage every one of us, despite the fashion that is out, cover yourself. Cover, especially our breasts. Cover your front, cover your lap. There are some things you don't have control over. Maybe some ready-made and that kind of thing. You have to try and choose some things that conform with what you want to be like in the kingdom of God. Above all, nowadays, we make our clothes. Let your tailor know. Some people, they themselves, they are the tailor, and they will cut their dress. Cut this. Excuse me. So, let us be careful. Let us be careful. We are the children of the kingdom. Let's comply with the protocols of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Every one of us, we are ambassadors. Right? So cover up. Right? Unnecessary. Let your tailor know who you are. They used to call me Pastor Mrs. because I would tell them how deep my neck should go. Everything. Custom made. This is the way I want it. Ah, say, I know. You are Pastor Mrs. They let you. Yes. Be known for something. Hallelujah. So, that's about our dressing. Choose your style. Right? Choose your style. Okay. Now, lastly, so that we don't make other people to stumble. You may think there's nothing wrong in what you are doing. But some people are watching you, and you call yourself a Christian. If Sister Lagbacha can do that, me too, I should be able to do it. May you not be guilty before God, so that people will not stumble because of you. And then when you are going to witness, excuse me, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Now, write the conclusion on outer beauty, 1 Peter 3, 3-4. Just write it down and look at it later. Now we've talked about beauty, let's talk about the ashes part. Like I said yesterday, ashes is something that symbolizes repentance, grief, mourning. Isaiah 61, verse 3a says, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. I'm going to touch all these ones very briefly. Now, repentance. Repentance means turning away from sin, right? And turning towards God. Many a time, after we've gotten born again, we don't make conscious efforts to really turn away from sin and turn to God. The pastor was stressing that. So we need to repent and bring forth the fruits of repentance. Repent and bring forth the fruits of repentance. Let's take the case study for today concerning that morning. Esther chapter 4 verse 1. Esther chapter 4 verse 1. It will make it fast. Now, when Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and a bitter cry. Now, before I move on, set console those who mourn in Zion. Zion is the people of God. Right? And it's talking about every one of us here. The people to console those who mourn in Zion. Now, back to this scripture. Mordecai perceived all that was done. Remember the story, how they planned, you know, to exterminate the Jews because of Mordecai. Now, I want to ask, especially sisters, How much do you know about what is going on around you? How much do you know about Nigeria? How much do you know about your family? What is going on in your family? Remember, I said something yesterday that the scripture says that the people we here are the people that God will send to our families. It's important you know what is going on, because it will help you to call upon the name of the Lord, to know what exactly, you know, to pray for. So Mordecai perceived all that was done. After perceiving it, now concerning Nigeria, you know, there, wickedness, bloodshed, everything that God said we should not do, that is what we are doing. And we are courting the anger of God. The anger of God. So if we know that, we need to repent. Even identificational repentance on behalf of this nation. You may say you did not do anything. When the wahala comes, all of us will be in it. Ask the Christians in Ukraine what is going on now. So you need to know. Sisters, you need to know. Our men, you need to know what is going on. And you pray about it. Repentance. Turn away from sin. Somebody said that this scripture, if my people, they know, you know, they know if my people that are called by my name humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, then God will heal our land. So most of the time, we call solemn assembly, we fast, we don't turn from our wicked ways. And that is where the corruption is going up. And that's where the wickedness is continuing. The Lord will raise up a generation that we will turn from wickedness and we will teach others to turn away from wickedness. In essence, God is looking for intercessors. People to stand in the gap. Now, Mordecai did something about it. Right? He repented, he started mourning, and then looking for solution. That was why he sent for Esther. May the Lord is sending for you. Now, let's look at Ezekiel 22:13. Ezekiel 22:13. And that's where I'm about to end. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. I pray this will not be the case in Jesus' name. God is looking for people that will make up the edge in your family. I don't know what is going on in your family. Right? God is looking for to make a hedge and stand in the gap before the Lord for the land, that you will not destroy it. May you be count worthy in Jesus' name. I also want to add that, do you know, I couldn't get that scripture easily. And that is, I think it's in Ezekiel 2, when the Lord said, send the ink man to go and mark the forehead of those people that are crying and groaning concerning the sin of the land. I want to tell you today, your safety lies in you being the part of the company that are praying, that are groaning, that are mourning for the sin of the land. That's, your safety lies there, because heaven is looking And he said, mark the forehead. Safety in interceding. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Now, I want to conclude. God is looking for people. I tell you the story of my life again. When I was doing my A-levels in Ibadan, then, of course, we used to attend so many meetings, wherever it is happening, and things were happening in those days, in the 70s. I remember one meeting that is relevant to this gathering now. One of the meetings that I attended, that one was Pastor Elton. We used to have weekend meeting. At that meeting, he said that all of us, we should tell God. He has told us about ministry gifts and everything, that we should now tell God, choose what you want to be. Right? You know, for the Lord. I remember my husband and a lot of people that are in the forefront now when in those meetings. My husband went to UNILAG, MEDILAG, I went to UNILAG. In all those years, we never met. Hallelujah. We never met. But we were attending same meetings. Attending same meetings, right? Like somebody said, picking your fire from the same altar. Right? We are attending the same meeting. I met my husband during the youth call. I have left Lagos. You know? He graduated later because he read medicine. So, we now met during his own youth call. I have gone and came back. Was working. So we met during his youth call. He came to serve in Ogun. He came to pay part of his dowry. I'm from Ogun State. So, that was where we met. Now, back to what is going to happen this evening. One of the meetings in Ibadan, those days, there was a prophecy that came. My prayer is that such and greater encounter will return to the church. During that, somebody came, gave a prophecy. He said, where are those women? Where are they that he is going to commit the men that he is raising at that time? That was the cry. That was the cry. But you know what? I did not volunteer that time because I didn't really understand. But I was there, and God knows how to choose people. I was there in that room. I don't know the kind of prayer I preached. Now, that was how, I don't know how God did it, and I met my husband. And then my husband, I now met him to the extent that our friend, Brother Nika, I don't know if you know him. You know, he's older than all of us and more or less like he's the one taking us around. So when I now told him that I met this man, this brother, this and another, he said, what will he do now? Because my husband is his friend. They are moving together. He said something that he does not want to be accused of arranging relationships, so. Maybe you are the one that wants to go and bring him. Anyway, that went. But I want to believe that that day, God gave me a place in what he was doing, and I believe he's doing now. I'm going to throw a call. You've heard so much about beauty, ashes, all these things there to position you. Position you. Do you know, others can, you cannot. Do you understand? Position you for something he wants to do. Tomorrow morning, I will still talk about what the Lord is saying. But tonight, God is looking for Esther generation. Hallelujah. Esther generation. That generation that pure, lovely, very beautiful, beautiful inside and beautiful outside. Ladies, women that God can use. He is looking for such in this time. And I want to throw it open. If you want to be part of that company, what I'm doing, I heard from the Lord, and I know that He has His purpose, eternal purpose for that. So I'm going to throw it, let's be upstanding. The Esther generation, that lovely, very beautiful, that when the call comes, right, you can say, if I perish, I perish. Ready. The Lord will qualify them, because God is looking for the people that we use. As our heads are bowed, if you believe that you've heard from God, I'm not coercing anybody. I want you to step out. Step out. You want to be part of that company. You step out. From there, the Lord will take over. But you must step out. Hallelujah. Makurie legeshine kara bababa. Po galikoshine kere legeshine kara bababa. Mere keshima kara ba. Metala mashine kurie legeshine.
You help me.
Makurie legeshine kara bababa. Po galaye meke legeshine kara bashiria. Eria la mashine kele geye. Beraka yeke ligo shima kulo yeke ligo shime kramama. Oriala baba baba. Father, I heard you. Mekulo yeke ligo shime kara mama. Irike lege shika ligo shime kroboye. Poga. Ili kudukala. Mekali gushike lege ye. Erika la baba baba baba. Bereke yeke lege lege lege. Mereke yeke lege lege lege. Huria la machine kelegele pogala ye me kulo goshiria ira baba 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 pog mereke ye kelegele mori kala machine kobobo pogala ye me goshiria eria la machine kelegele beraka ye ke ligoshiria huri kanji goshine kala maye poga ga 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 mari ke ligoshi kala baye pogala ye me kelegeshiria. Thank you, Father. I want you to think in your heart. When Mary was visited, there is a time of visitation, and Mary couldn't understand. Then he asked question, how shall this thing be? And the angel says, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. I don't know whether you are scared, right? You are scared. Don't be scared. If you heard the voice of the Lord, hearken unto him, and the Holy Spirit will take over. So, it is not only one person that I heard. A generation, yes, that God is about, is, you know, recruiting for. So I want you to think and step out in obedience to whatever the Lord is telling you so that you know. Thank you, Father. Mekulo yeke ligo shi, makulo yeke ligo shi, mekara baba. Oluwa, ebi alama shi, mekele geye. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
If it Father, we separate your daughters. We separate them for this work you have called them to. We separate them, O Lord, to become custodians of destinies. We separate them, the Lord of heaven, that they will keep, Lord, the trust. And Lord, the nations that you are planning to raise. Oh Lord, like Esther, they will bring deliverance. They will bring deliverance to their people. They will bring deliverance to Zion. They will strengthen the hands of your servants, whom you will give them to, in the name of Jesus. They will not bring them down. They will keep them up. They will probe for them. They will uphold them. They will teach. And they will be, Lord, a vessel unto honor in the generations in the name of Jesus. We ask that your mark will rest upon them, that no evil will befall them. We ask that, Lord of heaven, you will keep them from the hand of the enemy. And the enemy will not prevail over them. The enemy will not have the last life over them in the name of Jesus. I declare that it is well over you. I declare that Lord will order your steps. You will not miss marry. You will not miss marry. Because you have been separated unto the Lord. The Lord will bring the men that he wants you to tend. Yo, the Lord will bring them. You will meet them. And you will know your heart that these are the men that God has brought you to. Because you are a gift to them. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I give you praise. In Jesus' name, we are prayed.
Amen. I want to hear a resounding amen. Father, we just thank you for today. Thank you for visiting us. Thank you for the time into our midst. Our Father and our God, I exercise my faith on behalf of everyone who received your word in the mighty name of Jesus. And your word will do us good. We will remember today for good in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.